And one final point is, before you go off for an appointment which you've scheduled a day or 2 days or more in advance, always call and confirm. Always call and confirm, because it's astonishing how many of our appointments fall through for no reason at all, but that the person gets called into a meeting or out of town or out in an emergency. Always call and confirm before you go. And if you call and confirm, the person says, geez, I forgot all about it. I'm sorry. I've got this other meeting that's come up. Well, let's schedule another time right now. Remember, the most important thing you do in telephone selling, in getting your appointments on the phone, is to get that first appointment and get it firmly scheduled and to get it confirmed so that you go and see the person. Once you've had an opportunity with a prearranged appointment to sit down person to person, face to face, and identify the needs of the individual, you're a lot further along than if you're just on the other end of the phone. So do everything humanly possible and be insistent, polite, firm, friendly, smile into the phone. It's very important. You can feel a smile on the other end of the phone. You can also feel a frown or an intent look or anxiety or tension. You can feel it on the phone. So smile. If necessary, put a mirror up on your desk and smile into the mirror. As they say, an insincere smile on the phone is better than a sincere frown. So look into the mirror, smile, and keep insisting until you get that time so you can go and sit face to face. Never sell your product on the phone. Never try to sell your proposition. Never describe it. One of the greatest things that you have going for you when you say, I have something I must show you, something you're going to find very interesting, something's very profitable. When you say that, one of the greatest things you have going for you is curiosity. People are enormously curious. I had a person call me about financial services not long ago, and he left me with this, I have an original financial plan for you that I like to talk to you about when you get a chance toward the end of the year, and I'll call you and I'll get back to you. Now, the salesman never did get back to me, and I'm still curious about that financial plan. I'm still curious about that innovative approach to investment that the person has got, but they never called me back. Very, very important. You must be insistent. You must maintain the initiative. Don't ever expect people to call you back. You, as the salesman, must maintain the initiative continually until you get the first face-to-face appointment. And finally, never, never, never mail information if you can possibly avoid it. Brochures, information, material is to be left, not sent. That's the basic rule. If a person says to you, well, can you send me some stuff in the mail? Do you know what they're telling you in most cases? Is, can I get rid of you this easily? That's all they're telling you. And you know how you can test if they're interested? Some people say, well, look, I'm going out of town or I'm going to be tied up. Can you send me some stuff in the mail? What you say is, look, I understand how busy you are. I'll tell you what, I'll be going past your office later on today or tomorrow morning. I'll drop it off personally. Will you be there? This is how you can tell if the person's interested. If they say, no, don't do that, no, just drop it, don't, just put it in the mail. What they're telling you is, I'm not interested. I'm just trying to encourage you to waste a stamp and some literature and take it from your office so I can throw it in the wastebasket in my office. And that's basically what they do. If the person says, well, yes, if you're going by, I'll be here, by all means, drop it off. Then they're interested, then you drop it off in person. But don't mail it. Has anybody here ever been in the situation where they've mailed the stuff and they thought, boy, now it should be there. The person's going to get it. They're going to read. Oh, are they going to be excited because they really asked me to send it? And you call them up and they don't know what you're talking about. They know that they're not telling you the truth. They say, yeah, it's here somewhere. I'm sure it's, oh, yes, yeah, it's under something here. But tell me what it was again. You had that? We've all had that. Don't go into that. Unprofessional salespeople do this for what reason? To avoid the possibility of being personally rejected. Every single thing that we do to avoid the possibility of being personally told no is a waste of our time and will never lead to a sale. Remember that. Most of the efforts that salespeople engage in are to avoid coming face to face with a real live prospect that can tell them no. So nail down the appointment. Be aggressive, but be polite. Now, prior to a sales call, and by the way, before you get off the phone, you thank him very much and you reconfirm the time and date. 40 or 50% of the time, the person will have written it down in the wrong date, right there on the phone. You say, Tuesday, May 14th at 3 o'clock. Right? Right. So he's got it down solid. Thank you very much for your time. I'm looking forward to seeing you. You are really going to be happy with what I have to show you. In other words, build expectancy. Cause the person to be interested. The last thing you leave them thinking is something really interesting that you're going to show them.